Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, 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 amen. Glory to God, for he is so worthy to be praised. What an awesome God we serve. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen. We do pray that everybody had a great day today, this Sunday, a day that God has allowed us to see and a day we won't see again. We want to welcome you for tuning in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry today. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, coming to you live from the Deep South. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, Twitter them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome all our listeners, whether by phone or by web, to the show today. Amen. Glory to God. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, where you hear the voice of God and his word through his messenger. Amen. I'm just a messenger being used by God for a divine purpose. Amen. Also, we want to welcome you back next Sunday. We want you to tune in next Sunday. We pray that you will continue to listen every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell somebody about Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Amen. We just want to welcome you. We thank God that you are here and part of the show today and took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Just have a couple of announcements. You can connect with me or leave me a message on Facebook, and you can also leave any type of prayer request there as well. If you are not my friend on Facebook and you would like to connect with me on Facebook, just send me a friend request. Also, we would like to invite you to connect with us or like us on our various social media network sites. We are currently on Pinterest. We are also on Google Plus, Twitter. We have two Facebook pages, so you can connect to either one. One, you can like on that page, and also the messages that are preached through by Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry are also on that page as well. So you can connect with us on either one, our Facebook page. Also, we have a blog, and that's blogspot.com. If you put B-O-T-W-M, it'll bring you to our blogs also that is on Google. Also, we want to remind you of the Tuesday night show, One Word from the Lord at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time with Prophetess Yvonne Wild, who is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. And Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is also up under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Wild. Amen. That includes all of our announcements. Well, let me give this one other announcement. Friday night prayer will be coming up. It's every Friday night of every month. It'll be 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the next one will be March the 7th. So you want to mark that on your calendar to be a part of the Friday night prayer conference call. And I'm going to go ahead and give you the number to call in and the access code. And that number is 1-605-475-4000, access code 494670#, and make sure you hit the pound button. So that will be next Friday, March the 7th. So you want to be a part of that. God is going to do some great things on that prayer line. Amen. Glory to God. And that includes all of our announcements. I'm going to go ahead and open up the prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, O God. We thank you for all things, O God. We thank you for being our Savior. We thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being our deliverer, O God. We thank you, for God, for being our provider, making a way out of no way, O God. O Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed on Calvary. We thank you, O Father, for the Holy Spirit, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. O Father God, we pray, O Father, for the sick, the shut-in, bereaved families, those that are behind prison bars, O God. We pray, O Father God, that you will comfort them, that they will know to call upon the name of the Lord, for you will comfort them in their time of need, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray that you will meet the need of each and every person that's up under the sound of my voice, oh God, that you will meet them at their very point of need, oh Father. You know what they need, oh God. And we thank you right now, Father God, for supplying their every need, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your word has power to heal. Your word has power to deliver. Your word has power to set free. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you loved us so much, oh, God, that you sent your only begotten son, oh, Father, that we might have life in him, oh, God. We thank you right now, Father God, that through Jesus Christ, that we can live in him, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you even now, Father. Oh, Father God, we pray, Father God, for the lost all over the world. We pray, oh, Father God, that they will come to know you, oh, God. We pray, Father God, that they will come out of the world of sin. We pray that they will repent of their sins and change their lives while they still have time, while the blood is still running warm in their veins, that they will come unto you, oh, Father. Oh, Father, and give their lives unto you and follow you, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you right now for the lost soul that's going to be saved, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the soul that's going to be delivered, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father, for those that are going to be healed in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. For we know that you are able, God, and you're able to do just what you say you can do, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you and we worship you, oh, God, for we know that you are an able God. We know that you are a willing God. We know that you got all power in your hand. We know that there's no God greater than our God. Oh, God, we praise you right now, Father. Oh, Father God, we worship you. We worship you. We adore you. We love you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We praise your holy name, for you're so worthy, oh, God. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We give thanks unto God. Oh, hallelujah. We need to be thanking him, glory, hallelujah. Thank him for what he's already done. Thank him for what he's getting ready to do. Oh, hallelujah. Praise him and give him thanks, for he's worthy. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen, amen. The message today will be coming from Exodus. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I will be coming from Exodus chapter number 6. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 2. And the word of God reads, "And God spoke unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob, by the hand of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their peerage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore says unto the Lord, wherefore says unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgment. And I will take you, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians." And I'm going to stop reading right there in your own devotional time. If you will go back and read the book of Exodus, the chapter before and the chapter after, this is a good book. It's a very, very good book. The title of the message today will be, "Let God Reveal Himself to You." In this book of Exodus, God reveals himself unto his people in this book. He made himself known unto them. First of all, he made himself known to Moses on Mount Sinai. He allowed Moses to know who the God of Israel was. and who he really was. And he allowed him to see that his power on Mount Sinai when he told Moses to take his rod, and he wanted him to put the rod down, and the rod turned into a snake. And when Moses, he told Moses to take his hand, and I want you to put your hand inside your bosom, and Moses' hand came out diseased. And when he took his hand out, God told him, I want you to put it back in, because I'm going to show you another side of me. And so when Moses put his hand back in, his hand came back out as new flesh, not even disease anymore. And he reveals himself in so many ways, even to us as believers. Even in this book of Exodus, it reveals God in so many different ways. As we look at the book of Exodus and we look at how God revealed himself unto the people, he revealed them first. He revealed to them as a deliverer. Then he turns around and he reveals himself to them as a healer. He reveals himself as a provider. And God wants to do the same with us. He wants to reveal to us other sides of him, because there's different sides of God that we must see and to know that our God is able to be everything that he says that he is. And we can trust in him and believe that in everything that he says that he can do for us, that he can do it. And he does that by how he reveals himself unto his people. See, the Bible says that when God had revealed himself unto Moses on Mount Sinai, and it was time for Moses to go back into Egypt, the Bible says that Moses went in, was getting ready to go into Egypt, and Moses asked him, he said, Lord, he said, who shall I say sent me? And he says to him, tell them that I am, have sent you. Hallelujah to Jesus. He revealing himself as the great I am. He says, I am the God of the earth. Hallelujah to Jesus. I was in the beginning. See, he revealed himself to the people. He's about to show them who he is when he reveals himself. He's manifesting himself through the things that he does for his people. So when Moses gets into Egypt, he goes to Pharaoh, and he goes also to the elders and tell them what God has said, and he went to the people to tell them what God has said. Now God is about to do some miracles. God is about to reveal himself through signs and wonders. You know, there's a lot of preaching going on, but God is about to do some signs and wonders and miracles to prove to the people today, his believers, that God is God and God can do what he says he can do. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus, because he is God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He wants to reveal himself unto you so that you will know for a shadow of a doubt that he is God, that you will know that he is God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says that when Moses went before Pharaoh and told Pharaoh to let God's people go, and said, Pharaoh said unto Moses, who is this God? He said, I don't know this God, in other words, you're talking about, and neither shall I let the people go. Now, this was an open door for God, because God was about to show the Egyptians what you can look at as Pharaoh as being Satan and the others as being, hallelujah, the enemy. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. God was about to not only show the children of Israel, hallelujah, that he was their God, and that they could believe in their God and trust in their God by what he was about to do. And he was going to let the enemy know, hallelujah to Jesus, that I am God. And all power is in my hand because I am God. See, many times we are in places where people don't really know our God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. But God is not only going to reveal himself unto us, he's going to reveal them unto our enemies. Oh, do you hear what I said? Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But the Bible says that when he went before Pharaoh, he said to Pharaoh, Moses said unto Pharaoh, let the people go. And he knew that Pharaoh was not going to let the people go. So God did a miracle. Hallelujah. When Moses put down the rod, it turned into a snake. Then when God sent Moses back to Pharaoh again and Pharaoh let the people go, God said, take the rod and put it at the brinks of the water. And the waters and the ponds and all the rivers were turned to blood. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He was revealing himself unto his people, and he was revealing himself unto the enemy because he wanted them to know that I am God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And there's no other. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He revealed his power that was in him. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, what an awesome God that we serve. Here he was letting them know. See, God always has an appointed time. The deliverer had come, but it was an appointed time, an hour, a minute, and a second that the people of Israel were coming out. Even though Pharaoh didn't want to let them go. Don't you know we got people around us that don't want to let us go? They want to keep us in bondage. Oh, God Almighty. Oh, God, we thank you. But God is about to show himself. He's about to show himself, not just to us, but to our enemies, to let them know that we belong to God. And that's what he did over in Egypt. He let them know that he was the God of the children of Israel, the Israelites. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He showed his power. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He showed the children of Israel. He says that, I am the Lord thy God, thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He revealed himself as the Hebrew God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. And see, the Bible says, even at that, when he read it, show himself, and when he really revealed and manifested himself to the people, God said in the word, he says, I'm going to cause a division. It's going to be a division between my people and the Egyptians. And the Bible says that when the division came, there was a plague of flies. See, what God was doing to the Egyptians was plagues. It was plagues unto them. They didn't know who God was. But to the Israelites, it was wonders and miracles. They were seeing the power of their God. God had visited them. And see, we're the same way. When God has delivered us out of something, and he allows us to see that other side of him, when he allows us to see him as our deliverer, when he allows us to see that he is a provider, all of these things reveal God unto us so that we will believe that God is God, that he can do what he says that he can do. We got victory in him. Glory and hallelujah to Jesus. But the Bible says that when the plague of flies came, there was a division. The people down in Goshen, the children of Israel, it was not one fly to be found. But when you got over in Egypt, flies was everywhere. That they had to call Moses. Can you imagine flies just all over everybody? Now, if you like me, I don't like a fly. I try to kill one. But flies was everywhere. And he had to call for Moses. Hallelujah. And then God showed him again when he brought another plague upon the land that showed that himself unto his people and unto the enemy that he is God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that in Exodus, that the cattle in the land of the Egyptians died. But over in Goshen, the children of God, nothing happened to their animals. Nothing came against their house. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because see, God was moving by his spirit for his people so that his people would know that he is, that he is. Hallelujah to Jesus. I am the creator of the universe. Hallelujah. I am the beginning. I am the end. Oh, I'm everlasting. I'm everlasting. I am God. I am the great I am. I am. I am the great I am. I am the Lord thou God. And he showed his people and he showed the Egyptians his side. Oh, Pharaoh, you know, they had been in bondage for a long time. They had been in bondage for 430 years. And you probably just can imagine the Egyptians saying among themselves, you know, they've been praying for this deliverer for years. They God ain't came yet. Oh, hallelujah. But when they God came, he showed up and showed out. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible even tells us, as we read Exodus, it tells us that a hail storm came. It was in the land of the Egyptians, but it did not touch the houses over in Goshen. Woo! See, God revealed to them, I can protect you. Even though we may be in the midst of our enemies, we may be going into their territory. Hallelujah. But in the midst of your enemies, there'll be all kind of confusion going on. Now. But it won't bother you. You'll have peace. Because what? Because God has shown himself to you and let you know that I am the God that protects you. You're covered under my blood. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word. Hallelujah to Jesus. You can be right in the midst of your enemies. In the midst. And not nothing can touch you. Just think about the Hebrew word and how it was in the midst of the fire. Hallelujah to Jesus. You can be in the midst of the fire. And your God will protect you in the midst of your enemies. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That's enough to shout about right there. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says that when he began to move through the land, the Bible says that Moses had told them what they needed to do, and they placed the blood of the lamb over the mantles. And then when the death angel came through, or the moving of God came through, and the firstborn in the household of the Egyptians, the firstborn of man and beast, it was not one house that one was not dead. Hallelujah to Jesus. But over in Goshen, over where the children of Israel were, every firstborn yet lived over there, because they knew the Lord thy God was on their side. So when you have God on your side, you don't have to worry about what everybody does against you. Just know that God is able to protect, heal, deliver, and set free. God reveals himself to us in so many ways. I can say about me that he has revealed himself to me in so many ways. He revealed to me that he is God. He reveals to me what God can do. He reveals to me his love. See, he showed his people, I love you. This day. That's why he said in the scriptures, it said, by tomorrow this time. Whew. By tomorrow this time. My people are coming out over the world. Jesus, God is going to reveal his path through signs and wonders and miracles all over this world through the chosen people of God. See, Moses was chosen to do what he was doing. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. We ain't talking about the ones that just went. We're talking about the ones that are truly set. That's why he said, I am that I am have sent you. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He revealed himself unto Moses. So when Moses got there, he wasn't worried about nothing. He wasn't worried about a thing because God had already revealed to him who he was and who he was in him. Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you for revealing yourself unto us. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus when he reveals himself. Oh, hallelujah. See, he said in the scripture, it says in the scripture that God had heard the cry of the people. Now it was time. Some of us finna come out. Some of us are finna come out of our land of Egypt. Oh, hallelujah. And see, the Bible says it was by a great judgment upon the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. Some of us are getting ready to come out inside of each. And they're going to know that you belong to God. They're going to know that you're chosen by God. They're going to know. Jesus, so thank you. They're going to know your God. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now for your word. Oh, hallelujah. He's revealing himself. Even now, in some of the places, he's revealing them even now to your enemies. Glory. He revealed. They don't even know what's going on. But God, Jesus, when he reveals himself, when he says enough is enough, he sees the affliction. He sees the suffering of his children. He said enough is enough. Glory, hallelujah. He revealed himself unto his people. Right among the enemy in the land of the enemy, he revealed himself. And no harm came to his people. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. And even after God had brought them out of Egypt, God even revealed himself that he would supply whatever they needed. He provided manna. He provided quail. He made bitter water sweet. Hallelujah to Jesus. The water came out of a rock. He made a way, even in the wilderness. Oh, hallelujah. He revealed himself unto them that everything that they need, it was in the Lord. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He showed them that I am that I am. I am the God of Israel. Oh, hallelujah. I am the creator of the earth. I am the Lord thy God. Oh, hallelujah. I am God. There's no other God. I am that I am. Hallelujah to Jesus. By this time tomorrow. Oh, hallelujah. He's going to reveal himself unto you another way. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord. Oh, hallelujah for what you're getting ready to do for your children. Oh, hallelujah. You're coming out. You're coming out. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And when they came out, glory, they didn't come out empty-handed. Glory, hallelujah. They came out with the enemy, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for the word, oh God. Hallelujah. God will reveal himself in ways that many times we miss. Because we're so caught up in what we're going, that's going on, what's going on in our lives. But he's trying to show us who he is and what he can do, what he's able to do. Because of the signs and all the wonders, the Bible says that the people, it says in Exodus 14, and it says, and Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses, because God had done so many miracles there. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. They even seen the enemy destroyed before their face with the walls of water that came down upon the enemy. God is so awesome. But he's getting ready to reveal himself not only unto the believers, but unto your enemies. Oh, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready to see the other side of God. Get ready. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Get ready. Woo, we got to get up out of here. We're running out of time. Woo, Jesus, we're running out of time. But know that God wants to reveal himself to you. Let God reveal himself to you. Oh, hallelujah. Your life will never, ever be the same. Amen. Glory to God. We don't like closing out the show without the invitation. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus, the Lord and God, raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly repent of your sin, be saved and change your life. Find your Bible-believing church, get you a Bible, and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Thank you for being a part of the show. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with the same joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Meet us here next week at the same place and the same time with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Let God reveal himself unto you. Amen. Your life will never be the same. Amen. Have a great week. Be blessed.